to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I'm grateful to Major Peter Farthing of the Salvation Army for some thoughts today that he's written, and I think they're really great. He talks about heaven. He actually refers to a film back in 1998, a film that Robin Williams starred in. It was called What Dreams May Come. Yeah, it wasn't a very successful film, but it had some very spectacular scenes of heaven, and the production designer imagined heaven with brilliantly coloured flowers and trees and a sunshine. I wonder what you think heaven is like. What's your vision of heaven? If you listen to some people, you think it's one big golf course, and the rugby people talk about rugby as a game they play in heaven. So people have all kinds of ideas about heaven, and we can't all be right. Maybe heaven won't be what some people imagine. And I think the best way we could get some clue, at least, is to look at what the Bible says. And sometime if you want to have a read of 1 John 2, from verse 28 to chapter 3, verse 3, you'll see some interesting things that the Apostle John wrote about. And in fact, what we do know is that John said there's a lot we don't yet know about heaven. Although he said, we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. Chapter 3, verse 2. It was Ray Stedman, the long-time preacher. He said there are things we know won't be there, won't be in heaven. For example, the Bible says there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. That's a great statement, great comfort, isn't it? You can read that in Revelation 21, 4. Satan won't be in heaven. You can see that in Revelation 20, verse 10. And the Bible says that in heaven we won't have human bodies that get sick and wear out. You can read more about that in 1 Corinthians 15. So we know a few things that won't be there. There's an awful lot we haven't been told. We don't have the 100-page glossy book full of pictures and text. We don't have the coffee table book. I guess we could say we've got the attractive travel brochure. One thing we do know is that we shall see him as he is. We shall see Jesus, and that's a great thing to look forward to. We know that when he appears, the Bible says, we shall be like him and we shall see him as he is. That's 1 John 3, verse 2. So if we're talking about a cover picture on a travel brochure, it would be the picture of Jesus Christ. So when we get to heaven, we will see Jesus. The Apostle Paul talked about going to heaven, and he said it was great to be thinking of going with Christ, to be with Christ. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. So here are people who have gone to heaven, and it's one thing that John said, we will be like him. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. You might have heard of Graham Kendrick. He's the songwriter. He talks a lot about worship. And he says there's a transformation through adoration. So it's worshiping Christ that transforms. We shall be like him. So there means if in heaven that there are some things you can't take with you. You can't take the sins. You can't take your sin with you. If there's been cutting words or selfishness, there won't be any of that in heaven. You can't take that with you. And in heaven, there are no resentments. You can't take any of those resentments with you into heaven. You can hang on to them perhaps in life, end up dying bitter, but you can't take them with you. There was an interesting film called King Ralph. It was a John Goodman movie, and a very funny film. It talks about the entire British royal family who get wiped out. And the next in line for the throne is Ralph from Brooklyn, and he's from the United States. So Ralph gets in the palace, and he learns to eat with his fancy silverware, but he'd rather go out bowling. He sneaks out at night and meets people on an ordinary level. And his life just hadn't prepared him to live in such a royal palace as he had. And I think that's the same, that for some people, heaven is not something they look forward to. And that's very sad, because we need to understand that this is an urgent issue. We need to understand in giving our life to Jesus, we know that heaven will be ours. Well, Lord, we know darkness and light are both the same to you because you are light. You're able to light our feet in the darkness, and you've become a bright torch showing us the way. So, Lord, shine on our path. Help us to recognize heaven as the wonderful place it will be. And I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.